I think it's brilliant for the club. I mean, you know, as I said previously today, I think a lot of credit has to go to Milan Mandzukic. He's always been, he put his money where his mouth was at the beginning, and he's always been honest with the football club. And that, I think, as far as he was concerned, he took the club as far as he was prepared to go with the investment that he had at stake. And I think he's been patient in trying to find the right person and the right deal to move the club forward. From this bloke's history, he looks like he could well be the bloke. You know, I mean, it's a massive club, Sheffield Wednesday, and I'm not just saying Sheffield Wednesday, both clubs belong in the Premier League. And unfortunately, in the climate we live today, you know, it's all about the money. It's that is as simple as it is. You know, you've either got to give a manager time, and that doesn't happen now. Manager's got 9-10 months lifespan, that's his lot, or you give him money and tell him to deliver. So I think it's good for the football club. I mean, I'm hearing rumours that Milan may stay on as chairman. I'm not so sure Milan would do that. But he's done good things at his other club and other clubs, and he has, it seems, disposable income.
Sheffield, a lot of Sheffield Wednesday fans, Carlton, would argue that they needed this. Milan has obviously worked wonders, or for me anyway, in taking over a ship that was only really going backwards and steadying it and moving it forward at actually quite a decent rate of knots. But given the goalpost shifting, if you like, financially, they need somebody perhaps with the disposable income that Mamadov has.
Oh, yeah, without a shadow. Milan's done absolutely fantastic. But to take it to the next stage, if you're talking about getting this club back into the Premier League where, you know, I mean, you look at the crowds that have been getting the championships, you're talking about a huge investment. You're talking about, you look at the points that Sheffield Wednesday finished with last season. They've got to find another 20 points to get in the playoffs. You're going to have Norwich, Cardiff, Fulham coming down from the Premier League who will still be paying Premier League wages. Wigan, Blackburn. It's going to be tough. So, you know, the first things first is we need to start buying players. The loan system is not the way forward, because even if you get promoted, those players aren't yours. So we need to be buying young players, getting players from, which by the way, command a lot of money. Reserve team players at your Arsenals, your Chelseas and whatever, they're on more money than the current players playing in the first team now. So, you know, those are the players that we've got to attract and say, right, listen, you're not playing at Arsenal, you're not playing at Chelsea, come and play in the Championship and look to do it in two or three seasons. Because unless you're not going to get all the players available now to make an assault on winning the title, because already people have been doing business. So you're not, you've got to be patient, you've got to get the right players in. I think youth's very important, because that gives you longevity. And I think if you look at Leicester with Nigel Pearson, when he first went in there, he splashed the cash. He got promotion last year and won the league because he didn't spend any more money, looked at his squad and got a team together. QPR just scraped in after, you know, and they've had a bigger wage bill than Dortmund, Borussia Dortmund.
Quite right. Where do you think this leaves Stuart Gray?
Well, I was sad to hear today, I've got to be honest with you. I was sad to hear, and I would be very disappointed if the new chairman has been quoted as saying that, and we know what mischievous people you press guys are. But to hear that Chris Waddle, that he wants to bring Chris Waddle in as manager, you know, after the job Stuart Gray's done, without even speaking to Stuart and giving Stuart the opportunity, I find a little bit mischievous. I mean, don't get me wrong, Chris Waddle's a great pal of mine, and, you know, I'd love to see him, and I know he'd love to manage Sheffield Wednesday, but the man who's in possession of the shirt at the moment is Stuart Gray, and he's earned that right to at least be given the opportunity, having done what he's done under restricted circumstances.
It's interesting, isn't it, that all of a sudden a name and a star name like Chris's gets plucked out of the air. I think that there will perhaps be an element of scepticism about that.
Well, I mean, he's managed in France, and Chris Waddle's a big name in France, you know, from his stint playing over there. I don't know whether he knows Chris at all or not. And Chris is a footballing man, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think he'd do a fantastic job at Sheffield Wednesday. But, as I said, you've got a man in position who's earned the right to be in that position at the moment. I think we should give him a chance for it. I think Chris Waddle should be, lives in Sheffield, and I think he should be involved in some capacity in the football club. Of that, there's no doubt. You know, I believe that all local clubs, you know, into the area should look to, you know, if they've got big names, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll be a good manager, but they've got something to offer. And, you know, I know David Hurst is doing a bit with the academy now. These have been top players, international players, European Football of the Year. They've got something to offer, so they should be used in some capacity of the football club. But that all costs money. But I think it's exciting times for Sheffield Wednesday, I really do. I do think that patience call for it. I don't think that Wednesday fans should think, right, automatically now they're going to get into the Premier League next season, right? I don't believe that's going to happen, because I don't think he's going to throw foolishly £20 million at it and still might not do it. I think it's going to be a gradual process of bringing in the right players, but at least bringing in players that... they're on Sheffield Wednesday's books. They're not on loans, that we're doing well, and they may get recalled, like what happened last season with Connor Wickham. I think if we'd had the finances at the club, I think, you know, I mean, you know, known Connor Wickham, he would have signed for Sheffield Wednesday. There's no doubt about that, if the finances were available to get him in at the time. So, you know, and that may still be a possibility, that Connor will be available. You don't know. But with this type of, you know, Connor's age, even though his wages would be high, he'd be the ideal person to buy to get you out of that league.
Finally, Carlton, could you see a scenario where we see players from France coming into Sheffield Wednesday, for example? Because obviously he's got a club over there, he's got a club in Azerbaijan as well. On the face of it, potentially that could be good, but also, you know, you look at Charlton, similar thing happened there, and look how disastrous that was almost for them.
Yeah, I'm sceptical about that. I'm sceptical about it. This is a different league over here. And you've seen top players come over here and struggle. I believe, I mean, I know it's been you know, put down what was recommended by the new footballing guy. I do believe that we've got to start for the good of our game. We've got a few years to play with at the moment with the young crop of England players we've got. With a few years to play with, but we've got to make sure that we are now producing good English players, because otherwise our national team's going to suffer. We haven't, if you look at the Premier League last season, how many English players who have emerged in the Premier League? Ross Barkley had played before. David Moyes had already put him in the Premier League, so he didn't emerge last season. There's fewer and fewer, 22% English players in the Premier League. So I would like, you know, there's a foreign owner come over here. If there's a top-class French player that he's got available that he can bring in, that's going to bring something to the table, fine. But let's look to bring in British talent, which is one of the things what I'm admiring about what Brendan Rodgers is doing at Liverpool. Look at the English talent that he signed. And we have got some good English talent, but we've got to start restricting the number of foreigners. So what happens now is we go to the likes of Crewe and get the next Kevin Keegan or the next David Platt. That stopped now, and that money stops going down the game, because the financials implications now, everybody's going to buy. Even clubs are going to buy reserve team imports from Italian, French clubs. It's killing the game.